Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh yeah, we're back. We're back with another Block Rockin' Beat.
Oh dear. Hey folks, how you doing? Thanks for tuning in. It's us again.
You're not talking to them, you're talking to me, Hannah.
Oh, thanks for tuning into the Steph Show, everyone.
It's all about me. I always wind up...
Every week I like to send a call for help out there to other wives with a narcissist for a husband.
I always wind up Hannah by doing things like... She asked me for a photo the other day, didn't you, of you just like working on your computer or something. So can you take a photo of me working on my computer? So I take a photo of her working on a computer, but then like splice it in Photoshop with just a picture of me on her computer. Like she's looking at a picture of me. Then just hand it to her and all launch and like, there you go, Hannah. And she's like, you are such a twat.
It used to be funny. It's like an ongoing joke where only half the party finds it funny now.
Yeah.
Anyway, how are you? Steph survived his... weekend solo parenting this weekend because I went to visit my sister in London. So you were going alone, weren't you?
Yeah, man. I was riding without a wingman. It was hard. It was hard, but it was very rewarding at the same time. There's just a simple trick, and that's just like, don't think that you can have any time to yourself. Or don't basically be selfless the whole weekend. So you've got to basically take them out as much as you can, mm-hmm. and just try and I approach it very pragmatically. I'm like, they're like little batteries that need to be displaced, like discharged, and just treat it like that. So it's like a kind of becomes almost like a mission. They're fully charged. I need to drain them out. So let's just take. I mean, I went to the trampoline park with them, and that was a great thing to do because they just bounce around constantly. And even Grayson was sweating, and it's weird seeing like a 7-year-old sweat because they don't normally sweat those little things. But he was sweating. He's like, "Dad, what's all this wet all over me?" I was like, "That's sweat, kid. Yeah, you keep bouncing. Give Dad a break tonight." How was London?
Oh, it was so good. But as soon as I got off the train, because obviously I haven't been back to London for quite some time because of COVID. I felt really emotional when I got off the train. Like I was literally at the train station at Paddington, like trying not to cry because I just felt so emotional. Like because of all those years that we lived there, it just felt like going home, weirdly. Even though I don't see it as home anymore, it really felt like I was going home. And then for the rest of the weekend, I basically spent the whole weekend trying not to want to move back there. But it's just so... When you haven't been... out or like lived somewhere that's like, well, I'd say we're quite in the country here, even though we live in a city. Like to go back somewhere like London that's really diverse and interesting and everyone is totally different and there's always so much going on. Like it's such an electric, vibrant city and you turn the corner and something weird's happening or like, I don't know, it's just so diverse, isn't it? And I didn't realize how much I missed that. You know, and how much I missed all the food. Oh my God, the food in London is just so good.
Yeah, I do miss the food. It's one of the things I miss the most. I think when we're multi-trillionaires, I'll probably buy like a little flat in London somewhere that we can just kind of stay at.
You'll buy it, will you?
Yeah, I'll buy it. I'll buy it for you as a present. And we'll have it there. We can go up at weekends and stuff and stay there. It's, I'm going up on Thursday, actually, which will be the first time I've been back there in probably over a year, I'd say.
I'm so excited for you. You've got nice weather on Thursday as well.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Which is good because it's actually for a brand where I've got to go to a shop and pick up an electric bike and ride it around. It's quite a nice brief. But things are starting to pick up again now after almost like a year of nothing, which is great. Like we just did this amazing job for Lego, which is like the dream because you get paid to build Lego. I'm like, if you'd have told me at 8 years old, when you get older, Steph, you're going to get paid to build Lego, I probably would have done, but it wouldn't have been pretty. But yeah, so we built some Lego art. It was like, I love it. It's Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, it is really cool.
It's this beautiful piece. What's the artist? Completely forgot his name
now.
Andy Warhol.
But you're ruining the content isn't out yet, Steph, so shush.
Oh, it's okay. It's free promo for a Lego. They'll be loving this. They won't even listen to this. What am I talking about?
I really want to flick this. Steph has got on his desk, he's got this like floating moon that spins around, and I really just want to flick it.
Yeah, it floats using magnets to float, and I tell the kids it's magic.
I just want to blip.
Yeah, flick it. Go on. No, not that hard. God, you punched it. Flick
it's a really strong magnet. It didn't fall off.
Jesus,
it
looks like
it didn't. I just went like that.
Ah! Oh! Why'd you do it again? Oh, Cody, you have no idea how tricky that is to make that float again. Just leave it. Ruined my day. So that's cool to get work back in again. We've had some work on the podcast as well for the first time. We worked with who were they? The sticky things to stick things to the wall. Come on, we do.
You're okay, Han? You're not okay, Han, are you?
I always do this thing where I panic and then I forget the name of something that I know.
I do that sometimes because I've been like rehearsing some yoga, some yoga classes to film. Sometimes I'll get halfway through and I'll just completely like have a mind blank.
Yeah, I get them all
the time. Which doesn't bode well, does it?
It's the pressure. I get it all the time where there's something really simple that I need to say, and then all of a sudden I can't think about it, but then it makes it 10 times worse because I can't think about it. And then
I think the second you put pressure on anything, this is what I've learned in my life, the second I put pressure on myself or anyone puts pressure on me, I either don't want to do the thing or I become really rubbish at the thing. It's so much better when you just take all the pressure away and just be like, well, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know? This might be a bit TMI, but that's very true for... It's
definitely TMI. I know what you're going
to
say.
The intimate time. There can't be any pressure on it. If there's any pressure on it, then it's not happening. Has to be no pressure. I can't deal with
pressure.
He's
a very spare of the moment kind of guy. Anyway, swiftly moving on.
I don't like pressure.
Have you got any recommendations this week, my darling?
This is what I always found weird about like Bond films and stuff like that, where like Bond will just like rock up into a shower and start making love to somebody.
Oh, but TV is really unrepresentative of sex. And so is...
But sometimes, he walks into the room and he starts making love to somebody in the shower without even saying, do you mind if I do this? Do you mind if we have a little bit of a jiggy-jiggy? Baka-boom, waka-waka-wow-wow, whatever you want to call it. And so he just assumes she wants it, which is a bit problematic. But also, he must walk in with a full-on erection while she's in the shower, which would be a bit weird to just rock up, assume not only just assuming she wants you,
but
also
with a
full-on boner.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be very interesting viewing if...
She had to warm him up. Yeah, but I always found that a little bit weird. I don't like the way sort of films and TV do that. They put these unrealistic expectations on sex scenes.
Yeah, true, but when so
like,
does the
they
whole
just all
porn
of a sudden
industry.
Throw each other down on the bed and start making love. I'm always watching it with somebody I'm with being like, that's not how it can go down. I mean, yeah. let's move swiftly
anyway,
on.
Anyway, so you don't have any recommendations then?
No, I don't want to.
I've just started reading a book at the moment, which I really like. I'm about a quarter of the way through. This is the one last night. I couldn't put it down. I've randomly really got into thrillers, which is a kind of genre of book that I've never, ever been interested in before, ever. I've just really not floated my boat, you know? And I've read two recently, and now I'm on the third one, and I'm like, this is my new thing. I love this. But the only problem with it is that they tend to be quite page-turner type books. So I find it really hard to put them down at night. And I'm like, I need to go to sleep now. And my eyes are like literally falling asleep, like closing. And I'm like, I just need to turn the next page and find out what happens.
Carry
on.
No, sorry. I thought you were finishing. Carry on.
So I'm reading this book at the moment. It's called The Therapist. And it's about... this couple that move into like a gated community in London, and she finds out that somebody died in the house before they moved there. And I've not got very far through, but it's very good so far, so I'm going to recommend that, even though I haven't finished it, because I'm really enjoying it. And if I had the time, I think I could just read it all in one sitting, because it's that type of like, it really pulls you in, but it's also a really nice easy read.
I think it's a bit choogy.
What's choogy?
You're not down with the slang.
No, of course I'm not. I'm never down with anything, Steph.
Someone's not been watching Reels. Chuggy is a new term. I think millennials coined it for people who do things like...
Technically, I am a millennial, you know, by 1 year.
Let me give you the actual definition. It means things like... let me give you some examples.
Oh, it does make you feel really old when, like, kids make up these words and you're like, why are you making up these words?
A chuggy is basically anyone who, like, kind of has... you know, like sort of a mug with like girl boss written on it and stuff like that, or like Ugg boots, or like, hang on, let me give you proper. It's not quite like, it's not quite basic, which can describe someone who is conformist or perhaps.
So it's basically like a nice way of saying basic.
And it's not quite uncool. It's not embarrassing or even always negative. Chuggy, pronounced as chuggy, can be used broadly to describe someone who is out of date or trying too hard.
I'm not trying too hard, though. I'm just out of date.
And while a lot of chuggy things are associated with millennial women, the term can be applied to anyone of any gender of any age.
Chuggy.
It's not just a way to describe people, according to the people who have been embraced by the blah, 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 blah.
You know, I just won't remember this.
Things that are unchuggy, according to its... it's thrifting, making your own clothes, handmade products, Levi jeans. They're unchuggy. Home decor not found at Target. Looking.
So Levi jeans are cool.
I think apparently so. God, I'm so out of touch with all this stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so things that you would say if you were chuggy, you'd be like, "Life's a beach."
Oh God.
Mm-hmm. I did a thing after dying/cutting your hair. View hashtag views for mountain photos. I'm feeling 22 on 22nd birthday.
How do you know this word?
I was just going through a couple of reels today, looking at raw reels, and for research for our latest vlog. And I think I'm going to offend quite a few people actually. On
I did a
vlog.
Reel. I did my first reel. You proud of me?
Yeah, I am actually, considering you're such an old lady who hates embracing new technology.
I really hate embracing new technology, like with a passion. Mm. I don't know why. I just have no time for it. Mm. I'm like the opposite of you. And I think almost because you're so tech friendly and you love that kind of thing, it's almost made me worse because I'm like, oh, Steph can just do it for me. I don't have to learn it. I don't have to be involved in it. But yeah, put my first reel up.
How did it feel?
Slightly soul crushing because I didn't want to embrace it, but I thought, oh fuck it, I'll just do one and see what happens. I didn't jump into any clothes, so don't worry about that. I just did a little like mini vlog of my trip to London at the weekend. It was actually quite nice to put something together because I would forget all of that stuff, so now I'm like, oh, there's little snapshots of my weekend all in one place. It's more for me, really.
Yeah,
selfish bitch.
That's how you have to treat it. I think what you did for Pinterest, that job that you did fairly recently for Pinterest, where you did almost like their version of their reels, where you did like a mindfulness thing, I thought that was really good.
Yeah, I liked
I've gone in hard on our latest vlog. Because it's almost like a structured reality, kind of some scripted elements in there. So there's kind of this scene that plays out with our manager, who's an actress, who is trying to get us on board with doing reels. And then there's me not wanting to do it and really hating the idea and then watching some of them. And I had to watch a few of them just because I had to kind of go through and watch them to see like what they were like. And it's one of those things where I just walk away from it feeling like just a little bit angry, a little bit disappointed.
I can always tell when you're watching reels because I can tell by the type of music.
The grimace of my face as well.
Like there's a certain few songs that everyone uses that I'm just like, oh God, I just don't want to hear that song ever.
Oh, this, I know, there's a thing, those songs they just play over and over and you're like, oh my God, one after the other of these horrible songs.
Do you remember when it used to be, I don't think it is anymore, but it used to be... That was my...
Is anybody out there?
Oh. See, I've not had...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That one, but I don't really go on it, so.
It's so, you know what it is though? It's, I know every week we come here and we bitch about Reels and TikTok.
And now I'm doing that, it.
But I have all it is it's just us being too old. And this is, it's the sign, it's the surefire sign that we're past it, because there comes a pivotal point.
I'm not
point
that old though. I'm only
life.
32.
No, but like when you're just
speak for yourself.
When you just become a little bit too old for the trendy stuff that everyone likes.
Yeah, I mean that's just like, been my whole life.
Exactly. And, but I think like there comes a point in life where you just get a bit too old to get something. Yeah. Like I just don't get it. I don't get why that's good. And then that's what alienates you, and that's what means that. And I think that this is it. This is the thing, and that's probably what frustrates me, because I see these guys. And they got these, they're dead behind the eyes, and they do these like kind of pouty things. They're so narcissistic. They're such narcissists. And how they have like millions of views on these videos of them just twirling around and like pouting at the camera. And like, they're so self-assured. So are just so narcissistic. I cannot handle it. That I'm like, where are the haters here? Come on, haters. Where are you? We need you now more than ever. Please. I know all this bloody hashtag be kind. Forget about that for a bit. We need to pause the hashtag be kind for a bit and sort out this shit that's going on bloody Reels with all these blokes thinking that they're fucking God's gift to whoever. Awful, awful, awful. Makes me want to be sick. Makes me really want to be sick.
How he says wearing his own merchandise right now.
Well, nobody can see me, so it's fine. Nobody can see me. It's all right. I just don't understand how people don't have people around them to tell them you are a dickhead. I've got plenty of those people telling me that all the time, and it's great.
No, you don't. It's just me.
Nah, my boys tell me all the time.
Okay, good.
Yeah, my boys always telling me I'm a dickhead. Why do you keep calling me, mate? I've told you, I don't want to speak to you anymore. You're a dick. Hey, I love you, mate. I love it when you do this. Yeah, that's what mate, friends are for. Yeah, so no, the video we're going to put up on Sunday is a little bit of a hit piece on that kind of, those guys. There's going to be a few people in there that they're probably going to hate me, and I'm going to get some backlash from some of these vapid twats, but I don't care.
Did you hear that we're meant to have a heat wave?
Are we now?
No, we're meant to have a
Who
heat wave.
Who told you that, babe?
I just seen on, somebody put up on Instagram, and I am so excited for no rain. It hailed yesterday when I went on the school run. Hail.
Yeah, I know, but
I was like, what the is this?
Yeah. Oh, that's good. We need a bit of heat.
I know. It seems like in the UK now everything's opened up. It's just like really awful weather. So you still don't want to go out because it's like it's just cold and miserable.
By the way, proud of you and me for this 8 months on, 8 months off we've done now of drinking. 8 months we've done.
Yeah. Of 1 month it's on, 1 month off. Though because the more we do it, the easier it is.
Yeah, I find that.
And the more I find myself almost going the other way in that like, I just don't really want to drink now. Like, I don't feel... Like, I still enjoy a couple of glasses of wine in a social situation or, like, a glass of wine with a roast dinner or whatever. But I don't feel like it would be the end of the world if I just didn't, you know? Like, I feel like I could potentially at some point in the future just not drink.
Yeah, but you know what, I do miss that like little buzz you get off a couple of glasses like of rosé.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
when
yeah.
you get that little kind of, oh yeah, that feels good. I miss that. But I do prefer, weirdly, the months off drinking to the months drinking. I feel better.
Yeah.
And I just feel more alert and I just feel a bit better. Yeah, and I'm more productive and I'm better. We argue less, which is great.
I
far less.
I would say we argue a lot when we're drinking though.
Oh
we don't...
my God, that's when we have our massive rows is when we're drunk.
Many years ago, not really recently.
Yeah.
I would say maybe like when we had young kids, if we would drink, the lack of sleep and then being drunk isn't a great combination.
I would say also you save a shit ton of money because it is expensive when you're drinking wine.
Oh my God. So I actually did have, I had a golden ticket at the weekend because I was with my sister and I hadn't seen my sister in so long and we were child free. So we did share some wine.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the prices in London. I forgot how bad they
were. You said it was £15 for a glass of wine.
I paid £15 for one glass of wine. It was a very big glass of wine. Like, it wasn't, like,
okay.
a small glass. Yeah. Like, it was, they were
but
decent.
Still,
but
man,
that's
£15.
Like, I know. I like, I drank it so slowly, I can't even tell you. I was there for like an hour.
If somebody's handed me a glass of £15 wine, I would have trained up as a wine connoisseur and made sure I literally had like just appreciated every tiny sip of that wine.
It was really nice. The thing about it though is it wasn't particularly like any fancy wine. Mm. It was the cheapest wine they had.
Yeah, I wish I was more like, I'm a bit of a philistine when it comes to wine, because I go into a wine shop and I'm like, I mean, I don't really... looking around thinking, I don't really know what I'm doing here. Yeah.
My sister, when she ordered, just went, what's the cheapest wine you have? I was like, shh.
I love that. That's basically another way of saying that is, can I have your house?
Yeah.
House wine.
Yeah,
that's normally another kind of polite way of saying, give me the cheap shit.
Yeah.
But
no, it was nice to share some wine together. But equally, like, I could have just not, you know?
Mm.
Which... I don't know, just coming from a culture where our dog's barking at the recycling van that's coming down the street. But equally, just coming from a culture where drinking is so embraced and thought of as normal, and like, if you don't drink when you're out in a social group, people are like, why aren't you drinking? Or go on, just have one. Like, there's quite a lot of pressure to drink. And I don't like that. Like, we were talking about earlier, it ties in quite well, actually. The second you put pressure on me, I'm like, I don't want to do anything. So I don't want to feel like I have to drink just because I'm in a social situation. And actually, from having these months off drinking, I think that sometimes I prefer social situations when I'm just completely sober and I haven't even had one glass of wine. Because I'm like, I'm bringing better chat. It doesn't go downhill. I'm like, I'm more... able to kind of engage with people on a different level than if I was like just slightly.
What do you think we're going to do after we do a year of doing this, month on month off? What do you think we'll do after that? Do you think we'll continue it on? I'd like to.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'm not really fussed about stopping.
Yeah, I'd like to. I think we should do that. I think, yeah, I mean, you're sort of venturing into that kind of plant based now, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're kind of going in that direction.
Yeah, it's very baby steps for me, though. I think the thing I find hardest, like, so for example, for the whole weekend in London, I went vegetarian just because it was so easy for me to do it. Mm. Like, we were obviously staying at a hotel and we were eating out. So I just made choices that didn't involve meat. Mm. And the food options are so great that you don't feel like you're missing anything. But then coming back into a family situation where certain members of the family don't eat certain things, that there's only a few easy, quick options for a busy family lifestyle that we normally have anyway. So then to remove the meat part from that, it becomes like this big challenge to find something that the whole family is going to eat. Do you know what I mean? And
well,
be
normally
satisfied.
We just open the fridge and be like, what the can we make out of this? But like rattling around. So
I feel like I would like to do at some point when I have some free time is to kind of get like not a cookbook but like almost like a guide of how to become vegetarian. I know it sounds really basic because obviously you just cut out meat,
of those
but like
things out there, yeah.
I feel like I need to educate myself properly first before, and I don't want to force it onto our kids, but I mean they're not massively fussed about meat anyway. It's just you, honey, you're the problem.
Well, it's fine. I can have the meat. You can have the alternatives. It's fine.
But
it's funny how your whole venture into this yogi lifestyle is kind of it's kind of pushing you into the direction of like less alcohol consumption, less consumption of just buying stuff, and more like plant based. So
one of the guidelines, for lack of a better word, is only take what you need, and I don't know, that just really, when I was learning about it, it really resonated with me. I was like, God, yeah, like we're shopping all the time. Sometimes like we have had points in our lives previously where we were quite wasteful with food. And this part of the course that I was doing was just, I don't know, it really resonated with me. And I was like, I don't need to eat meat. I don't need to. And I love animals. So in my brain, I'm like, why would I eat them if I don't need to, if there's other options?
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because it was such a niche thing for such a long time, but it's so It's become so mainstream now.
I reckon
give it like 5-10 years. I reckon the substitute meats will be so good that you won't be able to tell the difference. I'll be on board with it. The minute you can make meat taste like substitute meat taste like meat and make it easy for me to do it, I'm 100% go plant. Would 100% go plant based. It within.
I think.
And also, when we're trillionaires, I would definitely, if money was no obstacle, I would 100% be like, okay, well, I want a nutritionist to come in and cook my food, and I want it all to be plant based. But I want enough nutrition from it that I don't have to kind of, you know, what they're doing with my body.
I think for a lot of people, they're probably quite similar to us in that they have a very busy lifestyle. Maybe they've got some young children, and actually, like, it sounds really lazy, but it's quite a challenge to then create meals that are tasty that everyone's going to eat. It is quite a challenge.
I mean,
it's a challenge anyway. Like, on a daily basis with our kids, like
I had a little soiree with the lifestyle for 6 weeks, and I initially found it really quite easy because I just basically lived on falafels, and I love falafels. I was like, that's all right, live on falafels. But after 6 weeks of just falafels,
you didn't do any research though. You just went straight into it. You didn't see what I'm doing is, like, I'm gradually finding things to replace other things. Like oat milk and coffee, like, that's an easy thing to swap out.
I'll tell you one thing I did find that was very interesting about it, though. I was desperate to tell everyone I was a vegan when I was a vegan. I couldn't wait to tell anyone. Anyone I met, I just wanted to somehow get it into a conversation that I was a vegan. I was desperate.
I think vegans get a bad rep.
They do get a bad rep. I think because some of them are quite militant. Some of them are really cool. Like our babysitter, she's been a vegan since she was 3, I think, or something like that. She's 18 or 19 now. Always been a vegan her whole life. And she's really cool with it. She's like, kind of like, it's just what she is.
Completely non-judgmental.
But some of them are so militant and so, like, very judgmental and very much, like, very angry at anyone who had the audacity to eat meat and very hostile towards them. That kind of gives everyone else, vegans a bad reputation, I think.
I think also
people are very protective over their meat eating. Like, they feel almost like... they have something they need to defend. Like, how dare you tell me what I can and can't eat? I'm allowed to eat meat. I love eating meat. I've been eating meat in my heart. They're so polarized in that mindset of, like, being a meat eater that they're completely unwilling to actually address it and be like, actually, should I be doing this? Is this really the right thing to be doing right now?
I think for me, it sounds bad, but it's more of one of those things where quite often humans can not acknowledge something's going on because it doesn't directly affect you, or you can't directly see it. So you would continue to eat a certain way because you can't see the farms and how they treat the animals and stuff. And I don't even want to, I know it's going on. I don't need to see it. I've seen, like, clips and things here and there and everywhere, and I don't need to see, like, a full-length documentary for me to know how horrific some of these places are for me to be encouraged then to even just eat less, you know?
But I feel like that's true for not just for meat eating, but I think that's true for across the spectrum of ideologies and political persuasions, is I feel that what you feel about it is okay because you can just feel about that while you're sitting in your house and have these opinions, but you're not seeing the direct result of your ideology, or how your vision on the world has a negative impact on other people.
Yeah. You're saying.
I'm doing it the right way, and this is the right way, and it should all be done this way, and this is because I'm a kind person and whatever. It's like, well, you thinking that probably can actually cause more harm somewhere out there than you realize, and it's very difficult to step out of that mindset and be like, actually, am I thinking about this for the right reason? Like, am I being truly virtuous,
or is my virtue
compromising people in some way down the line?
Yeah, I think you could never really, like, for example, with us, I would never say to you, I think you should be going more plant based and you should be switching out your milk or eating less meat or whatever. I couldn't do that because it has to come from the person and they have to want to do it. They have to want to do it for the right reasons as well. It can't, otherwise it's not going to last. So to come from it from a place where you actually genuinely care and you want to make the changes, even if they don't taste as good, like you're doing it because you know fundamentally you think it's the right thing to do. It can't be somebody else telling you it's the right thing to do, you know?
But this is the problem. This is the problem of how I'm conflicted. I do think it's the right thing to do.
But you don't do it.
But I don't do it because I'm lazy. And I think, and then it's bad to be like, well, I should do it. And I know I should.
I think it's really good to admit that, though. And for me as well, I'm like the same. I'm like, I would go full vegan if I...
Vegan's different to plant-based because then you're like not, you know, that it's very different.
Yeah, but like I would go full plant-based if I put some time and energy into creating certain recipes and finding alternatives that I really like the taste of.
But I do think this comes down to a lot to have the financial freedom to be able to have the time to be able to do that. So if you can have that financial freedom, which we don't currently have, which we're always fighting to get, like that's what we're constantly striving for, that you can have that time. Like I want the financial freedom to be able to kind of A, go plant-based and just be able to, you know, be able to do that, and be like work on creative projects and do all these other things, you know, that I want to do, that I really want to do. But
doesn't everybody?
Everybody does, exactly. But the thing is, you've got to work tirelessly to get there. Some people get lucky and get there quicker, and some people it takes a little bit longer. So I think, you know, the more that this is the only reason why I'm so relentless about like trying to build companies and businesses and make money is because I just feel I want the freedom that comes with that. That's all
you
I care
play,
about.
Yeah.
That's all I care about is the freedom.
I feel the same. I'm like, we get this one, well, this one lifetime, and we spend it like trying to make money. And when you zoom out, you're like, why are we doing this? Like, why are we not just exploring and playing? And like, I know we have to because that's just the way our world works. You but know, it feels like such a waste sometime when you've got this beautiful day outside and you're like, I've got to sit in an office and like work.
You know my friend Mark, he's a lawyer and he earns millions a year. He's super rich. He's one of the richest one of our friends who's grown up. He's just super, super rich. And he is so into his work. Like he's so into his work that I reckon if his house was on fire and he had the choice to either save his family or his job, he'd probably save his job. He probably would. He's that into his work. He's obsessive about it. Obsessive. And it's really boring, tedious lawyer stuff. So I don't even know how he's into it that much. But he just loves it. And he just loves making money. And he loves being super rich. And he's just like having the best time. So I'm like, well, that's quite cool. I respect that. Like if he was doing it, being like, I hate this, I'm just going to do it for a few more years, I'm going to get out. He's like, no, I absolutely love it. And, you know, is what I'm...
Good for him.
Yeah, so I kind of think, you know, that's great. It's a great place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Doing something that I would consider to be, like, the worst, but he loves it. And well, how great would that be? So, that's what I'm working towards. And, you know, we'll get there. We'll get there, Hannah Mags. We'll get there. And then we'll go full plant-based. We'll tell everyone this.
I don't mind. I'm happy where we are.
Yeah.
You've got such a focus on like being insanely rich.
It's
not massively my goal.
I just don't want to be worried anymore. Yeah. And if COVID-19 taught me anything, it's that shit, man, we're not.
Some backups, yeah.
We need backups. And I don't want to be worried. I don't want to be scared. And I don't want 4 a.m. waking up with anxiety thinking, shit, what's going to happen? It's all coming crashing down.
Yeah, but you've been that way since I've known you.
I know.
I think it's just an innate thing from the way you grew up.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, maybe. Maybe
I don't
that's
think
it.
even if you did become mega rich, you'd then be worried about sustaining it, or what if everything? Do you know what I mean? Like, there would always be something else to worry about. I think that's an important thing to do. It's not one thing I learned in yoga is like it's not getting to that peak pose. It's not getting into your like headstand or your split or whatever. It's not that point that brings the joy. It's the working toward the striving, the journey that you need to enjoy and or learn to enjoy.
You're right. However, since in my, I think
you're gonna rip that apart, aren't
you? No, it's true. I completely agree with that. It is the journey, and that's what always makes me worried about. If ever I got to the point where we're so comfortable that we could we could just relax, then I'd probably have a bit of a crisis. But I do think that ever since I was like kind of 27, 28, and I'm now 40, I've been financially like comfortable and okay and not worried about money. Before that, I was very worried about money. And then COVID happened, work stopped. And all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, everything
back
stopped.
Here, yeah.
And then I came right back to that kid who was like, you know, 24, 25, really worried about money and thinking, shit, we can't keep going like this. I think, for a lot of people, and you know, they had things like furlough, or they had like grants, or they had whatever they could get to kind of get out. We didn't really have anything, and everything stopped. So I was suddenly like, shit. But all that did is just made me go like, right, okay, I'm going to work my balls off now on something and make something else work. So I'm more motivated now in my life than I've ever been, ever. I'm so, like, motivated. And the good thing is about the latest project that we're working on.
Wee stuff. Can we wrap it up?
Oh, God, okay. All right. You just go here, honey. No, we're not live. We're not doing a live. Just let it go.
Well, I can just see you going off on a massive, really long tangent. And I'm like, no, oh my God, say, how much longer okay, is he going to not breathe
bit,
for?
I'll just say a little on this. I just say the latest project that we're working on, the good thing about that is it's not a thing for me. It's a thing for everybody. So it's a thing that everyone benefits from rather than just be like, oh, guys, I've got a new website selling this thing. Yeah. It's like something that everyone that sells something can benefit from, which is great. So it, and that's what I want to do, is create something that I can feel a bit like, oh, okay, well, it's not just all about me. Everyone wins, and then I feel
and
better.
And that concludes the Steph show for today.
Oh, Coney, sorry, I should sit here quietly, should I?
I'm joking. I was just bringing it back to the beginning nicely.
All right, Chucky. Thanks for everyone for listening. You've been great. We've been marvellous.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you all next week.
See you next week.
More shenanigans. Bye.
Brought to you by Lexus. Some things do more than their stated functions, because exceptional things inspire you to do exceptional things. To this select list, we add the all-new Lexus GX. With its exceptional capability, you'll see possibilities you never knew existed, sending you far outside your comfort zone. But as much as the GX challenges you, it also spoils you. Its intuitive technology and luxurious features mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to it. The all-new Lexus GX.